KRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Tuesday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking SM.
Good morning.
Sup?
How's your morning going so far?
Terrible. I'm sick.
That's not what I wanted to hear at all.
Well, that's what's happening.
What's going on with you? Let's talk about it.
Nose.
Oh. It's a head cold type of deal?
Well, it's a... I woke up, you know what I mean? Like everything just all crusted over. And
just,
so...
Yeah, can't breathe in.
Yeah. Bit of a difficulty.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm glad you don't feel like...
So I'm not snorting coke the entire morning.
Oh,
I'm just trying to breathe.
Today's going to be a drag.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting nothing done.
Not at all.
I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
No, other than that...
Touch Al's mic a lot over there.
Oh, I'd like to. I'd like to do that a lot.
Do it.
I don't even know if he's going to be here or not. I think he went to Bishop Briggs last night.
Oh, really?
I think.
Man, that would be nice.
He said he was going.
I love that river tune.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Out there at the Crystal Ballroom in Portland.
Forgot all about that show. I hope he went.
I also hope he went. And you should never forget about any of our shows by going to the Pepsi Concert Calendar at NRQ.com.
See what I did there? I set you up to tell you.
Did you?
Tell
is that
them
what
that.
Happened?
Yeah.
All right.
See what we do there?
Okay.
It's a back and forth.
I feel like,
hey.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I'll take it.
Totally forgot.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I got here a little bit early because I wanted to catch up on some of that Kimmel stuff with the president, because I love mean tweets. So I wanted to come in and check that out because I missed it last night. And put my sleaze tees together and ended up making a lot of progress. So I got some good stuff coming up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a T-Mobile hookup Tuesday, so we got the T-Mobile hookup code word you'll need at some point this morning. Also, a couple weeks out from the election, ballots are already in the mail. I know I got mine. And for some reason, people on the internet are so gullible. They keep believing this Photoshop picture some dude Photoshopped with the Oregon ballot where he Photoshopped both or removed Trump and Pence from the ballot and put Hillary and Kane on there twice. And even said on his Twitter, I Photoshopped this.
And people are like,
and the internet took it and was like, oh, it's rigged. You see this right now. It's like, internet, chill. I'm looking at my ballot from Oregon in my hand right now, yeah. And it very clearly gives me the option for Trump, Pence, or Clinton, Kane.
Yep, in all the categories.
Clinton, Kane on both.
No, just look at your ballot
and
before you start
fires. And the dude specifically
fires.
Even said, watch what happens.
Oh, man.
This is a Photoshop manipulation.
So they see all of that, but all they take from it is the names, the Photoshop.
Well, he
part.
Put, the. To be fair mm-hmm. to the people who bought into the Photoshopping, if you will, that was... The image was its own tweet. So unless you were following the dude and saw the tweet that he put out immediately before
I see.
The image,
so then
you might have possibly bought into that. Because it was a really good manipulation. He made it look believable.
Yeah, he probably should have put that all together, though, because then people are like, retweet. Oh.
But it was just some tool on the internet trying to get a rise out of people.
Totally.
And he knew what he was doing. That's why he specifically said, watch what happens.
And that's why they call it trolling, because it's so easy.
So easy.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah,
I already mailed mine yesterday, so I feel pretty good about that. I couldn't wait.
I've got mine sealed and in the car. I got to drop it off. Apparently, it only needs one stamp.
Mm-hmm.
One forever stamp or one first class stamp. A lot of people have been curious about how many stamps they got to put on their ballot, whether it's two, maybe three, just one.
Just one.
Drop it in the box. You're good to go. Don't forget about that ballot tracks thing, too.
Oh, yeah. You can track your ballot so you don't have to set fire to things.
You know exactly where it's going from the time you drop it off in that box to the time it is counted.
We are so lucky with the system we have. So take advantage of it, you guys. Vote.
Absolutely, man. You got your ballots already. And if you don't have them yet, should be there any day. Might already be in your mailbox. If
probably,
you're
yeah.
like Al, you probably check your mailbox once a week. So go check your mailbox.
Probably this week. Oh, for sure.
It's got to be in there, man. Up ahead, we got new Barnes. Courtney, we got news and sports next.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds
like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rock and Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Lane Transit District officials say the West 11th Avenue MX construction is finished for the year, but it'll pick back up in the spring when the warmer weather returns. Edward McGlone, LTD Director of Public Affairs, said that they have to pause construction during the winter because rain and cold weather can interfere with the roadwork. As if the roadwork doesn't interfere with our life, Edward.
There's a lot of interference going on. That's
tons of interference.
God, Edward.
2.5 hours on West 11th. F out of here, man.
Hey, I'm going to go get a burger, and then all of a sudden it's dinner instead of lunch.
Yeah. Like, I'm thankful for this break.
Yeah, I bet, especially living in your area.
And I'm sure the businesses are also thankful for this break.
Oh, my God, probably so grateful.
Hang up those business still open during MX construction signs.
Oh, man.
That's so...
Some of the employees, though, probably didn't mind.
You know, to
it's
be fair...
It's another slow day.
If I was still working in the retail world, I would be enjoying that. Like, oh, you're telling me I got to work a double today? Cool.
It's all good.
We'll get, like, what, 3 customers?
I'm going to make a sandwich.
According to a new study by the University of Stirling in England, Axe body spray actually does make less attractive men more appealing to women. Already I find fault in this, primarily because it's from British people.
Yeah.
But also, Axe doesn't smell good.
Are they, like, 10 years behind the times or whatever? Is this by Axe.com?
No. The researchers say that the formula used in the body sprays has enough pheromones to help uglier guys smell more appealing to women.
Probably because when you see a guy that you consider ugly, you wouldn't assume he smells decent. So maybe that's it. I don't know. But it's
but
across
Axe
the
doesn't
pond.
smell decent.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to... Some girls don't mind the smell, and I'm thinking maybe they assume he doesn't smell clean, and then maybe they're like, oh, okay, well, he put some effort into it.
Sound like
no
you're
idea.
Trying to validate these people and their news, where you could just be like, you know what? I claim BS because Axe doesn't smell good.
Well, because
don't fight it, Em.
I do know some people that like it. Not
but
like
do you?
Now, but like in high school.
Do you find the smell of Axe pleasurable?
I have not smelled it since high school.
When you did smell it, what did you think?
I thought at least you put some effort into it, but don't use the whole can.
Axe is the
they
worst.
Were like, yeah, well, and I think because around that age... They haven't figured out how much to put on.
Well,
so they're like,
oh,
you like this? Dump. And then it's, no, it doesn't. You smell flammable.
But
sir.
You and I were in high school when Axe first came out, which was really the first scented body spray for men. Like, yes, there had been spray aerosol deodorants before, but this, the whole purpose of Axe was it was various different scents, not just the antiperspirant.
I started giving tips like, hey guys, watch this. One spray in the air and walk through it. That's it. No more. Are you sure? Can you smell it? Yeah, we all can smell it, Tommy.
Everybody.
We can smell it.
In yeah. the entire hallway.
Hey, I'm leaning more towards the negative as well, but I just thought I would try to crack the code, but I didn't. I don't know.
I feel like in this healthy climate, could be taboo to create a cereal that just straight up admits... Yeah, these are pretty much breakfast cookies. So God bless the Girl Scouts for plowing right on past the politically correct roadblock.
Wait a second. Girl Scouts are going to sell cereal now?
Damn straight they are.
What?
General Mills just announced it. Girl Scout cookies, breakfast cereal will be arriving in January. There's going to be a Thin Mints flavor and a caramel crunch flavor. And it looks like from the pictures on the boxes, they are more or less cookies in a bowl. I mean, they're just... bite-sized version of the cookies.
Oh, really?
Both of them, again, coming out in January, and they will only be available for a limited time at your local grocer.
That's the way they got to do it, just like the cookies.
So you'll be able to get Thin Mints or Caramel Crunch Girl Scout cereal.
Wow.
I mean, cookies in a bowl.
Cookies in a cookies crisp.
Yeah, man.
Remember that?
I do. Brock Osweiler's return to Denver proved a start to finish nightmare last night as the Super Bowl champion Broncos got back on track after taking a couple back-to-back losses and an early 6-0 deficit with a 27-9 victory over the Texans. A lot of people wanted to watch this game, see how Brock Osweiler would do coming back into Denver. People thought he was going to be the heir apparent to Peyton Manning. Denver didn't want to cut the check big enough for Brock.
Yep.
Brock didn't want the money they were offering, so Brock went to somebody who would give him what he wanted.
Dude, you're not Peyton.
And last night kind of proved it. He only threw for 131 yards, going 22 for 41. There's also some other interesting stats here because the Texans, they're 4-3. They still lead the AFC South, And they're 4-0 at home. Every road game that they've had so far this season has been a loss. But not just a loss, kind of like a blowout. You had New England shut them down 27-0.
Right.
Then they lost at Minnesota 31-13. And then last night, 27-9.
Yeah, that's not a tight game.
And to make things even worse, the $72 million y'all paid Brock Osweiler, what has he done for you? He's thrown one touchdown pass in 7 games. One touchdown.
I could do that. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, last night was not very interesting Monday Night Football. No. I mean, the Broncos got it done, and it was good to see Von Miller taking out some frustrations against Brock Osweiler. And
he let it
be known, too, that he was very anxious, as was the rest of the Denver defense, for Brock to come back.
Yeah, Von Miller's great.
So it was a lackluster game, and I think that we talked very briefly about it yesterday. I think that's got a lot to do with some of these rating drops for the NFL. You guys aren't scheduling games people want to watch.
That's true. They're trying to wait it out, hoping that maybe people will come back around.
I am a diehard football fan, barely had any desire to watch Monday Night Football last night.
Don't they make these schedules, like, way in advance?
Weeks in advance. Every now and then they'll flex a game based on dramatic storylines or weather conditions, something like that.
Or all the teams.
Exactly. If the records are getting a little bit closer, they might flex a game. Mm-hmm. But
okay. I didn't know
for the most part,
ever...
these schedules are done weeks before the season begins. Weeks before the preseason even begins.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yackety yack!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
Top 10 alternative songs in the country. There's been some jumping around. The Lumineers' Ophelia came in at number 10. Group Love, Welcome to Your Life came in at number 9. Kaleo, Way Down We Go came in at 8 once again. And it looks like Fanagram, You Don't Get Me High Anymore, it's bumped down 1 from 6 to 7. Cage the Elephant, Trouble, went down 1 again. Let's see here, 5 to 6. Kings of Leon, Waste a Moment, went up from 7 to 5. And then the top 4 are all the same. Head in the Heart, All We Ever Knew came in at 4. Green Day, Bang Bang at 3. Bastille, Good Grief at 2. And, of course, your number 1 song in the country still, Heathens from 21 Pilots.
All right.
Yep. All right. Today's DVD releases include the Emma Roberts action thriller Nerve, the horror movie Lights Out, and the Eddie Murphy movie Mr. Church.
Okay,
did that
Eddie.
Fall, but
that must be straight to DVD.
Whew, it's rough.
I had no idea.
Tom Hanks on his SNL weekend with 2 Academy Awards and more nominations. You'd figure no performing would rattle Tom Hanks, but you'd be wrong. It's doing Saturday Night Live, I guess. Hanks earned positive reviews for his most recent 9th turn hosting the show this past weekend. Still nervous, though. Saw him open by spoofing presidential debate moderator Chris Wallace from Fox News. He told Kelly Ripa the work behind the scenes of the comedy show is no joke. Quote, it's petrifying because you have this vision of everyone you have ever known in your life sitting in their living room watching it, and that's crazy. Ripa joked that the debate itself was so bizarre that it basically wrote itself as a sketch. Did you find yourself during the debate as well, kind of feeling like it looked like a sketch, almost?
It was hard not to, after seeing SNL so often, the side-by-side boxes that they were doing where it was just their heads, where I couldn't see anything but McKinnon and Baldwin.
Right. I know, me too. So Ripa said that pretty much wrote itself. Hanks agreed. He said it was bonanza, man. Between Bad Hombre and Nasty Woman, I think all the world was like, I'm just going to wait to see what Alec does. The hard work paid off. October 22nd edition of Saturday Night Live delivered season high ratings and the best results for any October telecast in 8 years for NBC. So that's pretty good. Hanks will be seen next in Inferno, his third go around for the Da Vinci Code hero, Robert Langdon. The movie opens Friday, so Tom Hanks has been everywhere doing that. Funny on Fallon, I just found this video. Jimmy and Kevin Hart visited a haunted house, and it's a pretty long video. It's quite a lengthy haunted house, but people are jumping out from it. They've got POV cameras on around their neck, kind of like Blair Witch, and they're going around the haunted house, and people are jumping out. Jimmy Fallon is famous for he hates being scared.
Yeah.
He scares really easy, and he hates it. I mean, every time he's on Ellen or talks to Ellen, she plays a joke on him and scares him. Even sends jokes or ways to scare him to him. It's pretty funny. They have a thing. They go back and forth. But, man, it was hilarious. Because you can imagine Kevin Hart in this haunted house. And then add Jimmy Fallon to it. Both freaking out and screaming like girls. Oh, man. It's so worth watching.
Would have been better with Kimmel.
Well, Thanks for bringing that up. President Barack Obama visited Jimmy Kimmel last night, so he was a little busy. Spent the entire show talking baseball, politics, BSing. Following his monologue, this is one of my favorite things. It's mean tweets, no matter who does it. Kimmel introduced the second ever presidential edition of Mean Tweets, marking the second time President Obama has agreed to read mean tweets about himself. Oh, man, these are great. Here we go. I will bring you mean tweets. Jimmy Kimmel with Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is the Nickelback of presidents. Obama couldn't negotiate getting a Whopper without pickles at Woodstock Dave. Thanks, Dave.
That's who wrote it.
I bet Obama likes mustard on his hot dogs because he's gross. Duck Punks. Just found out my daughter shares a birthday with Obama. Puke. In caps.
In caps.
At mom of four munchkins. Barack Obama dances like how his jeans look. You know, this jeans thing, this is so old. This was years ago. Come on. My mom bought new conditioner and it sucks. It isn't even conditioning my hair. I blame Obama. Barack Obama. Bro, do you even lift?
Bro.
Well, I lifted the ban on Cuban cigars. That's worth something. Barack Obama is the Barack Obama is the Sharknado of presidents. Loud, stupid, and overhyped. Hashtag Sharknado 4. President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump.
That is for real.
At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
One more. They snuck in at one at the end.
A 30 rack of Coors Light is $23 now at Sun Stop. Thanks, Obama.
Everything's useful. It was a really good addition. I liked it. It was a good interview. So if you want to look that up, you can.
What do you say, Coors Light?
Let's see here. I don't remember. It was.
It was.
God, this thing is.
It was
going
a light
slow.
Beer.
A 30 rack of Coors Light
there
is $23
is. Yeah.
Now at Sunstop.
Oh, man.
I mean,
that was so funny. The Nickelback.
Get you some Coors Light.
Presidents.
Thursday night when you go see M and potentially get some 50-yard line Oregon Duck football tickets.
That's right. They will be with me. Coors Light girls will be on hand and I'll be signing people up. It'll be great. And by the time I leave, somebody will get those in their hands.
That's out there at the Great Western Pub in CG. You're going to Cottage Grove.
Yeah, that. I'm. Good to know. Okay, I'll see you guys there.
6 to 8, by the way.
Oh, thank you. New TV on tonight. ABC's got The Middle, American Housewife, Fresh Off the Boat, The Real O'Neills, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. On CBS, you got NCIS, Bowl, NCIS New Orleans. On NBC, The Voice, This Is Us, Chicago Fire. On Fox, World Series. And on the CW, The Flash. And is it getting good?
It's been good. Since season 1, episode 1.
Is it getting better?
Technically, it's been good since Arrow season 3, episode 9, when Flash first showed up.
Is it getting better?
Actually, every episode has been just as magical as the last.
Really?
So it has.
So it's not
never
getting
had
better.
A bad spot.
It's never getting better.
You can't get better than great.
I heard that the Flash isn't getting better. That's what I heard.
You can't get better than great.
Ethan Hawke and Phil Collins will be on Jimmy Fallon. Gordon Ramsay and Hey Jimmy Eat World will be on Jimmy Kimmel. Will Forte will be on Stephen Colbert. Matt LeBlanc will be on James Corden. I saw Matt LeBlanc on, I want to say, Fallon. Yesterday I watched the rerun, so it must have been, what, I don't even know what day it is. Maybe it was Friday. I don't want to even say this, but you know how we always hear about he might be difficult to work with because Jenna Fischer left, and they went through a few girls before they even started his show. It premiered this week. I watched it, I think, last night, actually. It premiered last night. And it's funny enough. I think that it could grow some legs for sure, but he did come off kind of dickish.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I really don't want to believe that, but yeah, you should watch the little interview and tell me what you think, because it was just a feeling I got from him, but it just seemed weird.
Was it him being a character, or is that him being him?
Yeah, he sat down and did an interview, and he just seemed kind of gristly towards something. I don't know. You're going to have to watch
it. Maybe he just doesn't like Fallon.
I don't think that was it.
All right. I'll have to watch and investigate.
Also, you're going to think, who picked out his freaking outfit? Because his jacket looks ridiculous with his shirt.
Not right.
And you are good with coordinating, so you will see that.
I will recognize flaws when I see it.
Yes, you will.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Every year around this time, Neiman Marcus releases a Christmas catalog with a few ridiculous gifts that even rich idiots would find extravagant. And once again, they did not disappoint.
Oh, yeah, this crazy catalog. I would love one of those. I'd fold back the pages, write my initials on it like I used to when my mom would pick out things from the JCPenney catalog. I'm just going to slip it right there and see if she'll get me a helicopter.
Well, the first thing is kind of like a helicopter. You could buy a private plane made out of rose gold for $1.5 million.
Wow.
A week of living at three English countryside estates and castles, including polo lessons, helicopter rides, and clay pigeon shooting for just $700,000. A walk-on role in the Broadway musical Waitress for only $30,000.
Apparently that show sucks.
A slumber party at the Neiman Marcus flagship location in Dallas for 12 people, including food, pajamas, and spa treatments for only $120,000.
That's it, huh? What a steal.
And one day of private football lessons from the great Joe Montana for $65,000.
That's a good one. I mean, $65,000, not so much, but I
love
him.
He might even get you some of those Skechers shape-ups or whatever he'd be rocking.
He's got to, right?
He's a salesman for him.
It's got to come with a deal.
Yeah, man, that's hilarious. Neiman Marcus, Woo. Their catalogs are out of control.
I wonder what they sell.
I wonder how many of each item people actually... Because I don't know that anybody's in the market for a private plane made out of rose gold for $1.5 million.
Right? I gotta know. I want to know what they end up selling.
I also want to know if they end up, like, manufacturing that. Like, do they fully commit
right.
and know somebody will inevitably buy it and let's go ahead and make this thing and sit on it for God knows how long? Or do they just put up a picture?
Yeah.
And say, this is what you could buy. And then as soon as somebody cuts the check, then they manufacture it.
Yeah, someone orders two. They're like, crap. Let me check in the back.
We might need to order some more.
Might need to order them from, we don't know.
I really don't. That's a whole lot of money for a plane.
Crazy.
A rose gold one, too, man.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is flying around in a big old conductor. Anytime lightning strikes, watch out.
$1.5 million.
So if you have listened to the show pretty much at all, you would know that I am very much into poker. Like, very much. And the World Series of Poker is going on right now. And Will Kasoff has been the highlight of this year's World Series of Poker. His ability to get under his opponent's skin with ridiculously annoying antics that if somebody tried to pull at me or pull on me at the poker table, we'd have some words.
Like he heckles?
He's definitely one of those guys. He just does whatever he can to get under your skin. As a good poker player, I guess, would, because you want to keep your opponent on edge.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep them thinking about everything but their hand, so that way you could take their money. Well, the situation finally came to a head during last night's episode when Kasoff and Griffin Banger got into it pre-flop. Kasoff was feeling confident with his pocket kings, and then he twisted the knife with a torrent of gibberish and also with pocket aces himself, two of the best hands you could start with pre-flop in poker. Banger didn't want to hear it and snapped. Here's how it played out.
There it comes.
And there's a four bet to $5.6 million. Back at you, Will.
So I'll take it. If I ship it, you're not passing it. I can't call, so I'll hold in my pass. What do you want me to do?
What the hell just happened?
That's Will Kasoff. He's the dude that's going to be doing the needling here.
Oh, man.
You're already annoyed, huh?
Are we going to be able to understand him at all?
If you understand kind of English, you should be good.
Kind of English. Okay, here we go. Let's try
So I'll take it. If I ship it, you're not passing it. I can't call, so I'll hold in my pass. What do you want me to do? You want me to go all in or fold? Talk to me. You don't say anything, I'm after ship it.
Go right ahead, Will. You ship it, it's a shipwreck.
Play for the win, right? You're doing the same?
You're just an abusive person, man. It's not funny. It's not a game.
You're just an abusive person.
So that's the dude right there. who had pocket aces pre-flop. That is Griffin Banger.
It's not a game. Why you're being abusive to me. What you're doing to me, you're a bully, it's rude, it's mean.
It's called speech play.
It's not called speech play. It's called being a bad person. You should really check yourself.
You want to gamble? Okay, I'm all in.
I call.
Let's go.
Come on, baby.
They just saw.
Whatever happens, he's cooler.
So what happened here is they both just flipped over to cards because now they're getting ready to see the board. And they just each discovered, like, holy hell, you've got the only hand that could beat me pre-flop.
How exciting.
Right?
I'll show you Viola Boos. You can't take it. You can't take it. That's why. And the king's about pink. Show me three. Come on!
And
this
he just
massive transaction officially complete, leaving Will Kassouf on the outside looking in.
I guess it's Kassouf. I thought it was Kasoff.
Oh, well.
That's how it's spelled. Ian.
Maybe.
But no, so what happened was the board comes out and it's 8-3, 10-6, 10, which means the board really does nothing for Kassouf. Kassouf. Mm-hmm. Kassouf. Mm-hmm. Banger ended up getting the win and sending this dude on his way, which everybody in the poker room was very, very pleased by because they could not take this dude's antics at the table at all.
You're abusive, man.
Yeah, check your privilege.
You're an abusive person. You're abusing me.
Yeah. He's the one that ended up winning. He got dealt pocket aces, the best hand you can start with, pre-flop, pair of rockets. I'll take that any day of the week.
Me too.
You would if you was playing poker.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes, though, even when I get dealt pre-flop pocket aces, mm-hmm. I don't go all the way with them. A lot of people will play them no matter what, all the way through till the end.
That's fool's
game. The
river
card comes out. It really is. Because you have no idea if that dude going up against you happened to have pocket tens. If you don't go all in and see what you're working against.
Could be screwing yourself.
Right? Especially with that kind of board.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All so. Right. You got to know when to hold them and fold them.
Nice. Oh, that's how they got that.
Yeah, I would hope.
We don't know.
We really don't.
You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
And it happened again. Justin Bieber threw another tantrum on stage. As we know, Justin Bieber owes his career to screaming girls and a hysterical fan base of Beliebers, but apparently he doesn't want that anymore. He somehow expects his fans to act refined like they're at a Barbara Streisand show or something. Once again, he asked the crowd to quiet down so that he could talk. Naturally, his fans didn't shut up. They kept screaming their heads off because that's what you do at a concert, and also, I don't know any other musician that, like, Dave Grohl talks between songs all the time. Lots of F-bombs. It's not like, everybody quiet down, assuming his mic doesn't work. Your mic is supposed to make you louder than the crowd.
Else.
So let
Use
them
it.
Scream at you. Right. Use it. So he said, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the kind things. But the screaming in these breaks has got to stop. Please and thank you. I don't think it's necessary. I want to be able to say something to you. And when you guys are screaming, it's not good. That didn't work, so we dropped the mic and stormed off stage.
Oh, Bieber.
He took a few minutes to cool off, went in a little timeout, then came back and went on with the show, but not before saying, the point of the no screaming thing is that when I'm looking at you in the eyes, you know that we're actually having a moment and having a connection.
All right, Bieber.
Yeah, but I mean, also, can you not look at them in the eyes when they're screaming? Because I mean, feel like their eyes are still right there.
They're just a little bit above their...
Yeah. Just
open mouths, making all types of noise.
Yeah, just like right up there. He also added that he was just going to stick to the music because the fans there couldn't handle it.
All right, Justin.
This is the third time in the past.
Would you little mouth breather shut up? Guys, got something to say.
What, you guys can't handle my purpose that I want to talk about? It's the third time in the past few weeks that Justin has become frustrated with his fans because they won't stop freaking out. Which would you rather? Do you want them to be ecstatic to see you and freak out, or do you not? Do you want them to just not care and then come to your shows and be quiet, and
like,
or
look,
don't come to your shows?
If I could just have my concert sell out and nobody show up, I would be okay.
Right? If I could just have everyone here but not excited, I could go on with the show.
I don't even think he wants them there.
That was the next thing I was going for, because it sounds like he doesn't. It sounds like he's irritated with everyone who clearly loves him still. Ryan Lochte can't figure out how old his dog is.
All right. Pretty sure there's paperwork for that, Mr. Lochte.
Lochte, he doesn't know math, or he found a trick to make your dog never age, which is great. He says his dog has stayed the same age 3 years in a row. Lochte took to Twitter on Sunday to wish his dog Carter a happy 8th birthday. The only thing is, he also wished the dog a happy 8th birthday in 2014 and 15.
All of them on Twitter?
Turns out, yeah. Mm. They're all there, too. Turns out, his dog was actually born 9 years ago. Ryan deleted the 2016 tweet and replaced it with one in which he says Carter was born 9 years ago.
Is he sure, though?
The original tweets. Because
been 8, for 2 years now.
Right. We don't know if
he... Almost 3.
We don't know if he's 11 or 12. Right. We don't know if he's 9.
Could be 47.
Could be 63.
Really good.
Depends on human years, dog years. We don't know. In other doggy news, Orlando Bloom rescued a dog in China. He took time off from filming his latest movie in China to rescue an injured dog. He found the dog suffering and abandoned in the street in Shanghai, so he scooped her up and rushed her to the vet, where he was hands-on in her care, helped shave and bathe her. There's no word if he actually plans on bringing her home. He already has a 13-year-old dog, or 8, according to Lochte, but he documented the rescue on Instagram.
All right.
It's awesome.
Give me some extra likes. I'm Orlando Bloom. I'm rescuing a dog. Double tap.
That's why I did it.
I mean.
But still, that's good.
That's good cause, Mr. Bloom.
This is, way to go, Miley Circus Cyrus. Bill Murray received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, and Miley Cyrus nearly ruined it. It was at the Kennedy Center Sunday night, as well as got a lot of friends there, too, in the business with Bill Murray. He was razzing them, including a rare appearance from David Letterman. A lot was there going on. Everything's going according to plan. Everyone's having fun. And then Miley Cyrus came out. It was her attempt to honor him musically, which I thought we were honoring him. I didn't know it was sarcastic. Out of everyone you could get to perform at Bill Murray's...
I don't know why he keeps involving her in things.
I think it's because he thinks it's funny. However, here we go. She did a rendition of Frank Sinatra's My Way, or tried to, then made headlines because she screwed up and said, quote, F, I effed up. This is on stage at the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize American Humor Award going to Bill Murray. F, I effed up. Cyrus reportedly was heard saying, adding to the celeb-heavy crowd, sorry, guys, I got too stoned.
Class act.
To Paul Schaefer, the band leader, she apologized, saying, we worked on this. He told me not to smoke too much, and I forgot. Perfect. Maybe he should have waited till you weren't stoned to tell you not to get stoned. Yeah. I forgot. Oh, man, she smokes too much weed. Miley reportedly walked off stage, and her pal, Bill Murray, attempted to cover for her, throwing jokes from his balcony seat. Eventually, Cyrus came back out, tried to, I guess, sober up. And the second go-around went more smoothly, they say. Other guests there to honor and gently roast Murray were Ghostbusters co-stars Sigourney Weaver, along with Jimmy Kimmel and Aziz Ansari. The ceremony will air on PBS October 28th at 9 p.m. I don't know what they kept in there from the circus that is Cyrus, but we'll have to see, I guess.
I hope none of it.
Sorry, guys.
Just go ahead and cut the whole segment.
I effing forgot.
Cut that whole piece.
I got too stoned.
Let's go ahead and remove that as if it never happened.
Wow.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything. Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7.
103.7
KNRQ. A guy named Michael Halfman from Birmingham, Alabama... He recently bought a Samsung lithium-ion battery for his e-cigarette. And clearly, that battery had the same issue as the ones in their exploding phones because it blew up in his pocket and left serious burns all over his legs and groin.
Just blew up, huh?
Mm-hmm. That wasn't the worst part, though. According to Michael, the burns on his junk got infected.
Ooh.
And the doctors had to perform an emergency circumcision to stop it from spreading.
Oh, no.
So Michael is now suing Samsung for negligence, breach of warranty, failure to warn, and product liability.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, he didn't specify how much money he wants. He's going to let a jury decide how much his manhood is worth.
Man, Samsung... just putting out grenades.
It is quite the interesting situation with the Samsung recall with the Note 7 and now their ion lithium batteries in general. Something is very, very up at their quality control department.
I would be so pissed if I got, if I went out of my way and got a brand new phone, one of those, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait, we got to recall it. It might blow up. Okay, well, I guess I'll take the replacement. And then that blows up and you had to give away your phone. Oh my God.
And that's happened to a couple of different people. Yeah. So it's,
I'd be so pissed.
And they, it's to the point now where Samsung has put a moratorium on the Note 7. They will no longer manufacture them, and they've recalled every single one that's in the world. So if you really wanted that Note 7, you are SOL. God knows if they're going to be able to make a Note 8 because of all the shenanigans that have happened with the Note 7.
Yeah, turns out.
I mean, I'm sure they can make one, just whether or not people will go out and buy it.
Yeah, I don't think so, now that you can't even buy a battery from them.
Man, the people in New Jersey can sleep a little more soundly tonight knowing that the cops have finally closed the books on a major case that threatened to tear apart the very fabric of society. Specifically, why was a completely sane middle-aged woman throwing poop out her window?
Oh, no. What? Her own? Or her is she own? Gathering it?
Nope. It's all hers.
Really?
The cops in Pennsville, New Jersey, got a call earlier this month about a 45-year-old woman named Tina Gertain throwing trash, urine, and feces out of her window.
What is she doing in her car?
Well, when they got there, of course, they asked, Tina, what are you doing this for? And Tina was like, I'm lazy.
I'm lazy.
That's the exact explanation she posted. Well, didn't post, but that shows up in this post was, quote, she's lazy.
I feel like it's more work to try to handle that in the car and then have to throw it out the window. You'd think you'd just pull over and squat.
Where are you getting this car from? She's in a house.
Oh, I thought you said in the car.
No. She's in a house.
Okay, still doesn't make it better.
No, it makes it worse.
I was picturing her driving by neighbors' houses and throwing her poop out the window. Maybe I just went there real fast and I can't get it out of my head. Well, so she was throwing it out the window because she's too lazy to flush.
Or use the bathroom in general, possibly, because Tina lives in the attic of the house and the bathroom is down one floor. So when she didn't feel like making that very long, tedious journey of one flight of stairs,
she just hucks it out the window.
She'd do her business in the attic and toss the results out the window.
Just like a monkey throwing her feces.
She was charged with disorderly conduct. And good luck to you, young lady, on ever finding yourself love. Well, I can't imagine somebody wanting to sign up for a relationship with you, knowing that you are so lazy to go down one flight of stairs.
Right.
Then you just pee and poop in the house and chuck it out the window. Call it a day.
That would be a bad first date.
Absolutely.
That's stuff you don't want to find out.
Oh.
You're doing what now?
Come again?
No, I can't. See ya.
The Clackamas County Sheriff's Office has booked in two Portland Timbers players on accusations of driving under the influence of intoxicants.
Oh, no.
Team captain Liam Ridgewell and goalkeeper Jake Gleason were booked into the Clackamas County Jail this morning.
Really?
According to the sheriff's office website. They both posted their bond, $7,500 apiece. Ridgewell is 32. He's from England. And Gleason is New Zealand, or from New Zealand, 26 years old. No idea what the intoxicants were that they were allegedly under the influence of, but one of these gentlemen does not look as happy in their mugshot as the other.
One looks so happy?
One looks like, hey, I can go for this. The other one's like, disappointed in my behavior or disappointed I got caught.
Don't tell my mom.
Please don't tell my mom. Please don't tell my mom. Is this going to get over to New Zealand?
That's a shame.
It really is, because the Timbers, man, that's it's the pride of Portland right now.
Yep.
Speaking of which, Blazers NBA begins this evening. So coming up in your final check on sports, we definitely got to talk about the Trailblazers.
Nice.
You pick up that Damian Lillard album yet? Nope.
I have not.
Of course not.
I'll look it up right now.
Will you?
Get a little. Yeah, I will. Right before the music news.
The letter O is the name of Damian Lillard's new debut album. Been out just about 5 days now. So if you'd like to get yourself extra ready for the Blazers this evening, go grab the letter O, the new Damian Lillard album. Coming up, we'll do your music news. Also, we'll get you more details about how you can win a pair of weekend passes for UConn.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
The six-string Janis Joplin used is expected to go for six figures on the auction block. It's a 1969 Gibson Hummingbird acoustic, and Janis played it while recording Me and Bobby McGee. After Janis died in 1970, it was given to her old bandmate, Sam Andrew. Well, he died last year, and his wife is auctioning it off through Heritage Auctions. Heritage says the guitar is a big deal because Janis memorabilia is very hard to come by, hence the $100,000 price tag at least.
It's a whole lot of coin.
Mm-hmm. The auction runs through November 12th. and new managers of Cobain's estate. Courtney Trashcan Love and daughter Frances Bean Cobain have chosen a pair of managers to help them oversee his estate. 20 years too late. They have selected Heather Perry, the president of Live Nation Film and Television, and Guy Oseri, the manager for both U2 and Madonna. They're going to be responsible for overseeing the rights and merchandising Cobain's name, likeness, artwork, and licensing. There have been a few albums released since Cobain's death in 1994. These include the compilation album titled Nirvana in 2002, which featured the release of the previously unknown song, You Know You're Right. And in 2015, of course, they released Montage of Heck, the documentary to go along with that, which was stellar.
And a album to go along with that.
Well, yeah, the doc went with the album.
Got you.
It's all good.
Look, you're just Montage of Heck.
I am. It's like so many montages of so much more than heck.
I mean, as close as I can say without offending somebody at the FCC.
Wow, you were going to go like all sorts of gnarly.
I was.
Wow.
I was going to go so deep.
I'm really very surprised and impressed that you stopped yourself.
Right.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It's time to hear from Tom DeLonge again. You stoked?
I am, because it's about aliens.
Former Blink-182 member Tom DeLonge has addressed his appearance in leaked emails from Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta, in which he attempted to meet with Podesta in Washington, D.C. to discuss UFO matters. He said on Instagram, quote, "I am still here. WikiLeaks really messed some important stuff up. What seems like a ridiculous subject matter to most is of massive importance to Admiral National Security leadership. It's easy to poke fun about the topic from an armchair, but unless you're invited to the meetings I've been a part of, then no more laughing. Big things are coming. Project is still on. Believe it or not, things just got bigger." The caption has a hashtag, Secret Machines, with a K, referring to Tom DeLonge's 704-page hardcover based on actual events.
All of them are actual and factual.
Based on actual events. The novel Secret Machines, with a K, book one, Chasing Shadows, is what it's called. In the emails, DeLonge reached out to Clinton's campaign chairman in an effort to set up a Washington, D.C. meeting between them and two people, quote, in charge of most fragile divisions as it relates to classified science and DOD topics, end quote.
Mm. All of those things.
Can't wait to hear about this meeting.
It's not going to happen, but I want it to.
Yeah, I do, too. I choose to believe.
I want Tom DeLonge to be in the know.
I gotta know what he finds out.
I want him to feel like he didn't spend all that time in those top-secret bunkers for nothing.
Yeah, he's got a lot of tinfoil hats, so.
It sounds awfully judgy.
No, I mean, like, I'm impressed. One's with a bill, one's like a cowboy hat.
I would hope he doesn't do the tinfoil hats.
One's like a fedora. Fedora, not
I was about
fandora.
To say a fandora.
No,
a fedora. Is that like the Fandana's cousin?
No, it's like Pandora, but without music.
Just like Pandora, doesn't sound good at all.
Suge Knight has reportedly sued Dr. Dre, claiming that Dre hired a hitman to take him out 2 years ago because Dre wanted to cut him out of the $300 million deal that he should have got as part of a lifetime management deal he supposedly has with him. He says Dr. Dre owes him $300 million.
That's your problem, Suge. You can't beat somebody into submission and get them to sign lifetime management deals. And that's not how the game works.
And then drive to the set of their movie and kill somebody in the parking lot, running them over, and then backing up over them again.
He tried to get Vanilla Ice on that lifetime deal.
He did.
It's
he did.
Like, bro, that's not how the record game works. It feels like it sometimes, I'm sure, for the artist, but it's not.
That money would have been from Apple's $1 billion purchase of Beats by Dre, so now he wants a piece of that. But Dre's lawyers say this is garbage. Quote, given that Dre has had zero interaction with Suge since leaving Death Row Records in 1996, we hope that Suge's lawyer has lots of malicious prosecution insurance. Nope, but I bet Suge has some pretty good prison currency. We're talking maybe they need a phone. Maybe they need some cigs. What else? Snacks?
Definitely snacks.
I don't know what else you can use as money in jail.
Probably soap.
Okay, yeah. Some good stuff from the commissary you couldn't afford. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jolly Ranchers.
It's true. A soda.
Cheetos.
Good old soda from the vending machine.
Pack of Newports.
So he's got plenty to work with, it sounds like. DMX sang a song of gratitude to the New York cops who saved his life earlier this year and performed for free at a charity
boxing
event.
Was it where my dog's at?
As I wish.
Damn it.
It doesn't say, actually. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
I need to know what song he sang to
the
officers.
Don't worry. It was. I'm telling you right now, it was.
just as a song of gratitude. Damn you, TMZ. Tell me the name of the song.
DMX was at the Yonkers PD vs. Fire Department Tough Man competition Friday night, giving a rousing speech about the officers who found him last February lifeless in a parking lot. DMX boosted the energy up to 11 at the event, helping them raise $80,000. The hometown rapper performed Rough Riders, the anthem Rough Riders, to a crowd of 2,000, and they loved it. Maybe his next airport experience will go a little bit better in the future.
Well, if he could put the crack down. He has been good, though, for the last couple of years. DMX has been trying. He's trying to make a comeback, definitely.
Yeah, I think he's finally written down on a list, don't bring weapons to the airport, so that's good.
He was just on tour with Puffy for the Bad Boy and the Family reunion tour. So he just finished that, made it through the entire 20-city run. No troubles, so well, let's hope this is a step in the right direction for Dark Man X.
Yeah, and he's had about, 15 to 18 arrests. Pretty, I'm sure, not stellar memories with the cops, so that was pretty cool that he got to see a little, but a different side of them and also pay tribute to them, talk about them, and raise $80,000 for them.
I feel like if he was going to perform a song to thank the cops, I would have went with something other than Rough Riders Anthem. It's a great record, but you could have done Slippin'. You could have done Where My Dog's At. It's pretty much your only two options.
I wonder if he was like, any requests? And they were all like, do you know his songs? I don't know. I'm enjoying this right now, but I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of songs that kind of like could be construed as songs of thanks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Where My Dog's At is a pretty good one.
It's a pretty good one.
To tie in with your note about his troubled past with law enforcement. You do Slippin'. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up.
Nice.
Hey, yo, bitch.
You just wanted to say that. I wonder how many he did or if it was just that. I don't know. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
I saw this story yesterday, and generally when I find my potential dumbass of the day, it changes because somebody does something dumber. So when I saw this headline yesterday, I hoped, even prayed a little bit, that nobody would be able to outshine this dude and his dumbassery.
Nice. You saved it special for today.
Yeah, man. And if he only had like $3, he could have probably avoided becoming a felon.
Oh, $3, huh?
A 22-year-old kid. I'm not going to call him a man because his actions say otherwise. his name is Logan Badgley, or it could be Bagley. Either way, he's from Lakeland, Tennessee, and he really wanted some Taco Bell on Saturday night, but didn't have any money, you know, because he's 22 and lives at home with his mom.
And all he wanted was, you say Taco Bell?
That's it. So he asked his mom if he could use her debit card. She told him there's no money in that account, probably because it's freeloading 22-year-old son of hers.
I think so, just going to Taco Bell and such.
Well, he didn't listen to her. He grabbed her debit card anyway and ran out the door to go use it at Taco Bell, and she was not lying because it got declined. So Logan returned home in a fit of fury.
Couldn't get his gordita.
Man, he grabbed a hockey stick and decided to smack his mom in the head with it.
That's what happens when you don't get your fix, apparently.
I guess.
Wow, stay out those mild packets. I love those.
$3.
I love those things.
Could have made or broke this dude's felon habits.
It's interesting.
Felon potential.
To me, what it takes sometimes.
Yeah, like how are you that high strung that Taco Bell declining your mother's card, not even yours, and she told you from jump she didn't have it in there. You didn't want to listen. And now you're at the Taco Bell. They're laughing at you because your card's declined. You can't buy your cheesy gordita crunch wrap.
He's acting like he had a bad transaction with his heroin dealer.
Yeah.
Like, he really went into a fit of rage.
Absolutely. An extreme one.
I wonder what his favorite Taco Bell item is.
You know, the smoking gun really did a travesty of justice here by not telling us what exactly it was he was trying to order.
Well, then we could decide if this was okay or not. It could have been warranted. Just kidding.
You know, what is with kids, man?
22. Living at home, doesn't have $3, and acts like that. Something's going wrong. Something is going wrong, these days.
Something in the water. Kids, I am just baffled by it. Like, this kid is so baby-faced, so young, he doesn't even have the most minuscule trace of facial hair. Now, he could just be very well clean shit. Nah, I'd close that out in the office.
You're saying he looks 13,
though. Yeah, he looks like a little kid, and his antics definitely show that a little bit, man. Taking a hockey stick to the woman who popped you out her womb.
Yeah, and maybe not so much popped, but pushed forever and ever and ever. Yes.
You put her through all that.
Cannot believe. And then you take a hockey stick. I need my gordita.
Man.
You're listening to Rockin' Emma. We'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rockin' Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
And if only this woman had just satisfied her hunger by eating her frozen burrito instead of weaponizing it, I would have never heard of these crazy people.
She made her frozen burrito a weapon?
A 59-year-old guy named Douglas Levy from Bay City, Michigan, bought some potatoes last month to cook for his wife and her 6-year-old daughter.
Nice.
But when he started making them dinner, his 51-year-old wife, Bobby, told him she didn't want any potatoes.
Stupid.
And she must have really meant it, because Bobby got so upset, she grabbed her burrito out of the freezer and threw it at Douglas. Then she started chasing him around the house with a pair of scissors.
That's not how you cook it at all.
Mm-mm.
It's microwave.
When he asked her what the hell she was doing, she said, quote, "What are you, a woman?"
So is he?
That remains to be seen. I don't have that detail in this report.
That sounds like me at work. That's great.
She was arrested and charged with felony assault with a dangerous weapon. Your frozen burrito is a dangerous, or it could have been the scissors. I'm going with the frozen burrito.
Frozen burrito sounds way more dangerous.
A little bit. She also got hit with a charge of domestic violence. Her trial just started on Thursday.
You a woman?
Bike locks, they don't really work.
We know that here in Eugene.
A serious thief can't even cut through the thick U-shaped ones in less than a minute. So now it's come to this. Chemical warfare.
Oh, no.
There's a new crowdfunding project on Indiegogo right now called the Skunk Lock. And it's either genius or diabolical, because it's a bike lock that's filled with a special noxious chemical gas. So when a thief cuts through that lock, it automatically releases said gas and makes them instantly start vomiting uncontrollably.
Or you forget your key and hate your life.
That could be a real possibility.
Why did I get this thing?
Damn it, I did this to myself.
I don't feel good.
The investors say the gas only spreads about 2 feet, so other people in the area won't get sick. But the thief is screwed.
Phew, well, that's interesting.
If you'd like to pre-order one, it'll set you back $109. They're planning on shipping them out in June, assuming their lawyers determine the locks are actually legal.
Yeah, well, that's funny. And it is worth it here. I mean, bikes be really expensive, and having one just taken. I mean, we are up on the list of the highest bike theft.
Easily.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Skunk Lock, I like the potential here, but as you mentioned, what if you forget your key?
Yeah.
I could just see this company getting sued by one of the dumbasses who forgets their own key, has to sever their own lock, and punish themselves.
It's weird that they didn't think alarm first. Like, you cut it, and then there's going to be an alarm.
Maybe
sounding.
Somebody already beat them to that.
So they had to try
to come up with something else.
I haven't heard of that.
I am not a biker, so I'm not sure of all the tactics. We could ask Al if there's such a thing on the market, as much as he rides his bike, but...
Yeah, but
or
yeah,
maybe Sid.
I think for sure they'll know. But yeah, I don't think I've heard of that.
I just feel like this has got the potential for lawsuits, man.
There's doesn't everything.
I mean,
hot
what if
coffee,
you're, right? But what if you're like the innocent bystander and you just happen to be, say, 16 inches away, even though their radius is 2 feet, you're still in the target zone.
You don't know this guy's stealing a bike until you're throwing up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would just assume, like I said, that it would be some sort of really loud alarm or something right when you cut through it, or you could have combo. They've got a combo thing. Anyway, alarm sounds way better than skunk smell.
Vomiting uncontrollably never sounds pleasurable. Mm-hmm. Unless it's on South Park or Family Guy, and then it's very fun to watch.
Plus, if you do get the bike, you're still vomiting and riding a bike. Now you're that guy.
Yeah.
Riding his bike, just vomiting all over the place.
The 2016-2017 regular season is here. What was once speculation will soon become analysis. What was once conjecture will soon become conclusion. Will they regress or progress?
Are we talking about Trailblazers?
Will Myers Leonard cut his hair? I mean, there's so many burning questions.
We don't know.
It's tempting to try and find all the answers right away, Em.
Uh-huh, it is.
But the NBA season, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and any single game can confuse more than clarify. Tonight, we get a solid look at Rip City's starting rotation and see how cohesive a unit the Blazers have become since finishing fifth in the Western Conference at the end of last season. A season that they started in the power rankings,
yeah,
ranked 24th in the league.
Remember that? Remember, we were like, woo, yeah, all right, cooking.
Okay. They shook off all the hate, and they ended up making it into the playoffs and finish fifth in the Western Conference. So let's see if they can't build upon that this evening when Dame and the boys open the season at home against the Utah Jazz. 7 p.m. is the tip. You can catch the game on Root Sports, or if you've got a crazy good antenna, you can watch it on KGW.
Go Blazers.
Yeah, man. Rip City is the hashtag. If you do that, you get the little Blazers logo next to the hashtag on Twitter and Facebook. So put that to use. And like I said, go Blazers, man. Mm-hmm. Basketball is back. Football's here. World Series begins tonight. The Cubbies could potentially win game one.
This is our favorite time of year, dude.
So many sports.
So many
so
things.
So little time.
Yay.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry. The name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up. You're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
So what are you sick of now? Why aren't you feeling good?
Sick of us.
I know that.
Sick of you. No.
Is it because your shoes don't match your hat? Is that bothering you?
They actually do match.
Been bringing them down all day.
They match by not matching.
Is it all the light in the room for a change this morning? Is that throwing you off?
No, man. I woke up this morning all crusted over.
Sure.
You know how that goes.
In the face?
Yeah.
Like?
The corners of the eyes where you have to like literally pry them open because you got so much crust buildup, and then right underneath the nose, all in a sash.
It's called pink eye, dude.
Oh, no.
If it's pink eye, then you really should not sit next to that microphone too
closely. Rocky's got pink eye.
Rocky's got pink eye.
Specifically asked me to cough all over that and rub it down real
beautiful.
Good. So
beautiful.
Be prepared to have a couple of sick days, sir.
I'm sorry you don't feel good, but I got lots for you to do today. It's a big day here.
Oh.
NRQ Empire.
That's a shame, he says.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm going to be doing extra.
I wouldn't do that to you.
We're trying to run a business here, dude.
People get sick.
They do.
You should tell people down the hall that, by the way.
Hey, just
run a business here.
I don't know if you know this.
Well played.
Thank you.
That laughter almost felt good.
Well, sorry. I'm sorry you don't feel good. I'm sure that you'll enjoy the day. Just rest. You should get some rest.
I'm Theraflu-ing it, man.
So when you're sick, do you also continue to smoke the marijuana?
I attempt to try to get me to go to bed, but generally it never works. Because I have a coughing problem to begin with.
Because you're a smoker.
Mm-hmm. And weed,
a heavy-duty smoker.
And weed tends to make me cough.
Uh-huh.
So I don't like discomfort when I'm not feeling good.
I don't think it's the weed that's making you cough.
It could be the cigarettes.
Might be the cigarettes. Could be the cancer stick.
But to answer your question, no, I do not recreate. I will use occasionally the topical oil, so that way, or the creams. Like you know
hippie,
what I mean?
Hippie, that doesn't work.
It puts me to sleep. So that works.
So, I mean, do you still smoke when you're sick?
Cigarettes. Yeah, very rarely.
Yeah,
I've had two cigarettes today.
I'll bet that's a lie.
Since I've been up at 3:30 this morning.
All right.
I mean, we go out there and check the ashtray.
Whatever.
I know he does it, but that's okay.
Whatever.
Look,
I like that he asks
so much. Yes.
He asks questions that he knows that he's not going to believe no matter
what. I'm like when you're questioned by the FBI and they come in and I
don't actually. I've never been questioned by the FBI. How's that go?
Well, it's not comfortable.
Hold on. Which time would you be talking about?
Well, there's only two times.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, me.
Oh, okay.
So they know what. See, they one of them sits there and is real quiet,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is asking you all the questions. He sits closer, and then they ask you questions they already know the answers to.
To see what you say.
Yeah.
It's
questioning cop, quiet cop.
It's better than your bad cop, bad cop you got going on in the meetings. It's really weird.
Cop in this meeting?
It's weird that he turns around and continues to yell at us like it's a different person.
Hold on, I'm going to wait. Be back in a second with good cop. He turns around and proceeds to yell.
You guys are losers.
There's no good cop in our meetings. No.
Look,
no.
Man.
I don't need good cop in our meetings.
I do.
She would love to see a good cop show up.
If I had time to sit around here all day and go, oh, you guys are doing great. This is so awesome. If I had time to do that, I'd have time to do that, but I don't.
He doesn't have time to do that.
I need stuff to get done. I'm very crass and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You better figure it out. Quickly.
Which I adapted to very well, and I love about you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
It's a very, very becoming quality, Oscar.
That's what everybody says.
We love you.
How excited are you for discovering the dinosaurs?
Here's the thing. Dinosaurs are super cool.
Yeah.
Love dinosaurs, things like that. Kind of on a crappy weekend for me.
Oh.
We got duck stuff coming up this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. We got to get ready for the trunk or treat the next day.
And the trunk or treat, exactly, on Monday. So, I mean, I'm kind of swamped this weekend.
That is kind of a weird weekend. It's a busy weekend for them to put it there. Halloween, and stuff.
And I'm sure that they thought about that. I mean, kids are going to be out doing kid stuff. There's going to be people running around doing Halloween stuff. You're right. So why not just take a break and take the kids to the dinosaur exhibit?
I want to do that so bad.
Well, we could probably hook you up.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, right?
She's sitting, look at the smile on her face. She's very excited about it. She's like, okay.
I was going to ask you, but I was not sure because I couldn't find good cop. I wasn't sure what
I'm
to
telling
do.
You, good cop ain't coming today.
I kept waiting. No.
Good cop got fired.
Yeah.
Oh man, I want to see the dinosaurs.
Somebody wished him luck on his future endeavors.
The dinosaur exhibit, which is this weekend at the Lane Event Center, and I know you guys are giving away tickets to, I'm sure is going to be a family favorite for the weekend. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So you have extra tickets? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well,
that's not what I said.
I'm bait and switch.
What I said was, now if you just pay attention to me once in a while, what I said was
what
we could probably make that happen.
You know how he's going to make that happen? He's going to smuggle you into one of their carcasses. And then you'll be on display in the T-Rex tummy.
I was thinking of just letting you go talk to the salesperson in charge of that particular.
Sounds funner to watch.
I thought he was going to wait until I called about it and just not take my call.
Well, I mean, knowing you, your mind could change. I mean, you could see a squirrel by Friday and and totally change your mind.
Yeah. Who needs dinosaurs? I've got a squirrel right in front of me.
I won't go see the dinosaurs.
Are you sure?
Until you see the squirrel.
I see
squirrels all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes out there.
But now this does sound very interesting. It's like some kind of traveling exhibit that they got. So maybe that's the reason why they picked this weekend, was it's the only weekend they could get them in.
Yeah, it's a tour.
Yeah, man.
It's a tour. It's, you know, it was, I'm sure, one of those things that, first of all, it's going to probably come here every year now.
That's awesome.
So, you know.
In your travels back east, have you ever had the opportunity to go to the Smithsonian and check out, man, their prehistoric exhibits are out of this world.
Not only that, the Natural History Museum in New York.
Well, no, there's one in D.C. too.
I haven't been to the one in D.C. I went to the one in New York, and it's amazing.
Man.
And a little closer to home here, just in case you were wondering, once in a while, OMSI will have the exhibit roll through with the dinosaurs and the skeletons, and they got like a huge T-Rex.
Awesome.
It's super cool.
T-Rex has touched my soul.
Everybody.
That's interesting to say.
Oh my God, dude, what?
But they touched my soul. They make me happy.
I was saying something, and then dinosaurs touch my soul.
No. T-Rexes touch my soul.
I mean, T-Rexes touch my soul.
I don't really feel indifferent towards brachiosauruses or platypuses.
Like a spirit animal.
That's my spirit animal.
T-Rex is my spirit animal.
It really is.
Yeah.
Are they magical?
It's a magical creature, to say the least.
It is.
Look at it.
I like
raptors. It's so beautiful.
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
And elegant.
Yeah.
It's very calm and patient.
T-Rex is elegant.
Yeah. They're beautiful creatures.
Oh, I got some T-Rex up in me.
I do have some T-Rex up in me. Thank you for letting the world know.
Oh, goodness.
I'll put some T-Rex up in anybody that wants some T-Rex.
Can you just get out of this?
All right.
Well, here's the thing. I hope that you feel better today. I'm, you know, whatever.
I told you that's what he'd say.
He's got blood coming out of his eyes, his nose, whatever.
I mean, I got my own problems to deal with, dude. I got stuff.
I told you.
I got stuff.
But I hope you feel better. I am, I got a busy day coming up. I was going to go visit my lawyer down on the third floor.
Vinny Boombots.
No, dude.
Johnny Bag of D's.
Vinny Boombots is my doctor, dude.
Bag of D's.
Yo, Dr. Vinny. my lawyer, Johnny Bag of Donuts.
Your newspaper?
I'm going to go visit him today.
Okay. He does have your paper. He told me to let you know he's got it for you.
Excellent. So I'll go do that. We'll roll out the, probably just, I'm thinking instrumental hymnals.
I like
on
it.
The show today.
Oh, that's good.
I was checking some out last night. I thought, I'll bring this into the
I've been waiting for
the
that.
Folks tomorrow.
Speaking of instrumental hymnals, did you have an opportunity to check out the faster, more interesting version, in my opinion, of Queen's We Will Rock You? I told you about it on Friday.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that? The original the one they did in BBC recordings?
Here's the part I liked is you could still sing along with it.
Yeah.
Like it didn't change it enough so you couldn't sing along with it. If the instrumental part that they put to that song made it so you couldn't sing along with it, then I would have had a problem. But it worked.
It did.
Now, it worked, but I don't think it would have been as big of a hit.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. I don't think it would have been an anthem.
No.
The way it was done that one time.
Because what they did to arrange that song afterwards, and if you don't know this, just go to the interweb. And Google it out because you can find it really fast and you'll hear it and you'll start singing along with it right away because you already know the words.
Yeah.
It's just set to different music. And I think that the way that they arranged it in its final version was genius.
Mm-hmm. Made it an anthem.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the more sped up version, definitely not anthem capable.
No. It's more like just like a
harder, aggressive rock song.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a stoner rock song.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Might want to check that out. I believe they actually have an official YouTube page that it's on.
It'll probably be released as a iTunes song.
Yeah, because it's on that whole BBC recordings album.
And it'll come out. I mean, man. As soon as bands go away, that's when all their crap starts coming out. So
speaking of which, all that stuff from Prince is about to start hitting. They've announced two new albums.
Two albums coming out from Prince.
What is happening with Tyka? What's her name?
Tyka.
Hey. Frankly, that could be pretty good.
It could be, but you would think that there's a reason why he's got a couple albums worth of material
He's got 57.
Well, I know that, but
I've heard he's got 57 albums just in his vault.
Hopefully this, I mean, because it's not like he expected to pass away so quickly. So hopefully these were the next ones in line, I'm hoping.
No. He was just up doing Oxy all night all the time.
And just making music.
And he had his own recording studio.
Well, we know.
So he just roll in. Hey, guys, listen.
His half-sister.
I want you to come in.
No.
I can't listen. I
just don't do that to Prince.
Five Oxy.
No.
What was I taking?
No.
Fentanyl. I just took like five fentanyl.
You're not Scott Weiland. I mean, leave Prince alone.
I want you to come in. I got 10 new songs.
Or albums. I don't know.
I want to record. Come on in.
He does have the worst siblings. All his half siblings are awful.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. My big question though is who is the one that is selecting the records to make these albums?
It's got to be someone from his
estate, right?
I would think it's from the estate. It's probably hooked up with the label.
Yeah,
I sure hope it's not Tyka, whatever
it's
her name
bank
is.
That's trying to manage the funds, and Tyka is the one that she's in their ear.
Listen, as big of a star that Prince was, and I do like Prince, so I know I was kind of making fun of him, but still, I mean. He was huge enough to at least, I'm sure, be smart enough to have that taken care of. So somebody, I'm sure, is looking out for the interest of his music.
Yeah, but this is someone who didn't have a will. I mean, he really didn't.
Well, he was high.
What? Every time I answer your question, you're like, well, he was on drugs.
He was high.
I'm like, yeah, to be but fair. What about this? Well, he's wasted, though, Em.
I mean, that's the thing. That will skew your view. That will skew your ability to get stuff done right.
I'm saying maybe he didn't make those plans like he should have because he didn't even make a will, so he wasn't really thinking.
I don't know. I think he was more serious about his music than anything else in his life. So
definitely.
All right. Well, we know what's coming up on our show. We got the 90s at noon with Beefcake, and you got 2 hours with Matthew Pinfield this evening. Did you happen to catch Tyler from Neon Trees on the show last night?
No, I missed that totally last night.
2 hours, MattPinfield.com. Get yourself hooked up, man.
Yeah, Al, go do that.
I am. I try to listen every night, actually. I just happened to miss it last night. So
Tyler would be pissed.
I know, right? Don't tell him.
No, I won't.
I already did.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry. The name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why are you so happy, mother?
Mornings
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.